Peter Feuerherd joining us this morning. Peter is with the National Catholic Reporter, and we're talking about the Catholic Bishops Conference that got underway yesterday in Baltimore. Peter, the conference opened with what some considered a bombshell, the fact that the bishops will delay any action on clergy abuse until after a Vatican meeting in February. How big of a development was that?
Well, it was pretty big. No one saw this coming, as far as I could tell. Apparently, the Pope or someone in the Vatican, largely with the Pope's permission, has come down to the position that nothing should be done until after the big meeting early next year with the world bishops' leaderships in the Vatican. So they don't want national Catholic conferences to get ahead of the universal statements from the Vatican.
Can you tell, is the Vatican taking heat for making these bishops wait?
They are taking a lot of heat. There was even Cardinal DiNardo, the president of the Bishops' Conference, who usually is close to the vest on such matters, expressed puzzlement about this. The protesters who were outside the hall expressed protest. A lot of the bishops inside the hall apparently expressed befuddlement, I think is the word. One of the problems is that the Vatican seems to not to realize the importance of now in all this, that people are really asking for action. And although the proposals seem to be relatively modest, it did seem to be pushing the ball a little bit further down the road, and that the Vatican trying to put a kibosh on this for now is very bad optics.
This was supposed to be the biggest thing to come out of this conference, right?
Oh, yes. This was. They were there. They're going to talk about other things, including a statement on racism and other more internal matters. But they were going to really focus on this whole issue of sex abuse, and they were going to focus extensively on the role of bishops in this issue in response to the whole issue of Cardinal McCarrick over the summer, that McCarrick had been accused of abuse with a minor and harassing seminarians. And so there were proposals there to create a code of ethics for bishops, some mechanism designed to discipline bishops who are either guilty of abuse or allow others to abuse.
Did the bishops want to do something here this week while they're all together in Baltimore? I mean, was there any protest among, obviously we know from the people who were outside the conference, but among the bishops themselves, are they a little dismayed that they weren't able to at least bring it up, take some sort of action?
Oh, yeah, apparently there's it ranges from confusion to befuddlement. Cardinal DiNardo had to, clearly place this on the onus of the Vatican. Other bishops were, kind of shaking their heads. The bishops were really willing to get going on this. They know in their dioceses how people think about this. And so there's a question about whether does the Vatican understand how big an issue this is in the United States. On the other hand, how the Vatican works, they want the world to get together on this. So the sense is that maybe they don't want the U.S. bishops to get out ahead, but the pressure on the U.S. bishops is enormous. So I think most of the American bishops feel that and knew that something had to be done at this time. Cardinal Cupich of Chicago offered to have the votes on these proposals and then hold them until after the international meeting in February.
There wasn't any way that they could overrule the request to delay, right?
Not in terms of church practice. That has just never been done. I guess if they wanted to organize a revolt of some sort, but that wasn't going to happen.
Now, does this mean when that meeting takes place at the Vatican with bishops from all over the world that there will be some sort of concrete action taken?
That's what the world expects. And some of these issues are becoming cultural issues. What would work in Buffalo versus what works in India? And that's a very controversial statement. A lot of sex abuse survivors groups are not buying this argument, but the church is an international organization dealing with countries with different legal structures, different cultural traditions, and a lot of that plays into this as well.
This conference, Peter, continues through tomorrow. So this happened, this development happened yesterday morning with the delay. Now, you mentioned they're going to take a stand against racism and they're going to talk about the role of bishops, but what else are they going to do during this conference?
Well, I think they're going to have a discussion today. Yesterday was a discussion of basically a lot of prayer and a lot of hearing from sex abuse survivors about the enormity of this crisis. And today is scheduled more for a discussion. I think the discussion will continue, but I think it will have a whole different spin now that the Vatican has spoken. Cardinal Cupich, who's very influential, has the ear of the Pope. He is the Cardinal of Chicago. He suggested that the bishops do the votes, debate the issues, and then hold it off until after the international meeting in the spring, late winter, coming up.
Is that likely to happen, where at least these discussions will take place, or maybe off the record, because they're all in one location, will these discussions take place behind closed doors, maybe not in an official capacity?
Well, they always take place behind closed doors, but I think there's some kind of, there will be an official discussion today. Whether it will not end up in a formal vote, it may end up in a formal vote, but the vote will not be binding until after the international meeting. The idea is that they want the sentiments of the U.S. bishops to be presented at this international meeting as strongly as possible.
Peter, we're glad you could join us with this update. Thank you so much. Peter Feuerherd is with the National Catholic Reporter.